Today is January 22nd, 2019. My name is Theodore Turner, and this Bible study will be on God Can Do Anything. This message will include healing and why prayer to Jesus Christ still heals us today and can cleanse our heart, and how he can make us whole and help us recover from past hurts. But first, I want to give each and every one a chance to become a follower of Jesus. I know many ministers wait till the end of the Bible study to say this, but I want to say it now in case this is all you hear. Maybe you'll hear this on the radio or somewhere, and you don't know that when your time's up, sometime the time's going to be over and you need to get saved. My son and I were in a secondhand store one day looking at some stuff, and a lady came up and she said, "You're going to have to leave." And I said, "Why do I have to leave? I don't want to leave." She said, "Well, we're closing the store. It's time for you to leave. You have to leave now, you and your son." And so it occurred to me that someday Jesus is going to say that to each and every one of us. He's going to say, "It's time for you to leave. Maybe one of your children will go with you. Maybe you go with someone else. Maybe you go alone. But when he says it's time for you to leave, you're going to have to leave no matter what you're doing, no matter how much you thought you needed to do that." So today I want to mention to you what you need to do to prepare for that. It's like buying your ticket, and you have to know whether you're saved or not. Some people aren't even sure they're saved. And if you're not sure today you're saved, take the following steps to be sure. If you're not sure, then listen to the following verses and don't go to sleep today until you make sure you're forgiven for your last sin, and then you won't have to be wondering whether or not you are saved or lost. In a math class, you will sometimes be asked to prove your answer to a complex problem by showing each step and checking to see if they are correct. Well, today what we're going to do is we're going to read you the Bible verses from the Bible. If you're a Christian, then you believe that Jesus Christ was here, he died for you on the sin, and all those things. And you cannot go to heaven without getting saved. One of my favorite verses is Zechariah 4:6. And this helps people who think that they can't get saved. Zechariah 4:6 says, "Then he answered and spake unto me, saying, This is the word of the Lord unto Zerubbabel, saying, Not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, saith the Lord of hosts." God can do anything. He can even save you because of your addictions and your sins. Right where you're at, you may think, "Oh, I've done so many horrible things. I don't think God could ever heal me, ever forgive me." But he will. Today, you need to admit you're a sinner, whether you're an alcoholic, a drug addict, a murderer, whatever it is, you have to admit you're a sinner, whatever your sin is. The first step is admit you're a sinner, and there's a Bible verse, Romans 3:23, says, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." Second thing you need to do is be willing to turn from sin. You may not be able to right away. You may not be able to throw that alcohol bottle away. You may still go back to drugs a little bit, but you need to be willing to turn from sin. That means repent and then ask God for his strength. So the second thing is be willing to turn from sin. And it says in Acts 17:30, "In the times of this ignorance God winked at, but now commandeth all men everywhere to repent." God expects everyone to repent. You need to say to God, say, "I know I'm a sinner. I'm a sinner in need of a Savior. I know that there was sin in this world from the time Adam and Eve sinned, took the apple from that tree. I know that, God, and I want to be forgiven for any sin in my life, whether it's inherited sin or whether it's a sin I've committed, whatever it would be, or any past curses on my life. I want to turn from sin and repent." You need to believe. Third thing is believe that Jesus Christ died for you and was buried and rose from the dead. It says for in John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life." Romans 5:8 said, "God demonstrates his own love for us in this. While we were yet sinners, Christ died for us." Ephesians 2:8 and 9 says, "For it is by grace ye have been saved through your faith, and this not from yourselves, it is the gift of God, not by works, so that no one can boast." Ephesians 2:8-9. It's like Zechariah 4:6, where it says, not by might nor by power, but by my strength, by my Spirit. And it's God's Spirit and God's mercy that saves us. Now what you need to do is pray now and invite Jesus into your life to become your personal Savior. So say this with me. Jesus, come into my life. I know I'm a sinner. I want you to forgive me and fill me with your Holy Spirit and guidance. And then I'll confess you before men, like it says. Romans 10:10 says, "For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation." I've always heard and I believe that you need to confess that you're a Christian outwardly to other people. And that's the most important thing that you can do when you're first saved. In the Bible, the word Jehovah comes from the word to be and includes three tenses, past, present, and future. And Jesus said, "I am the beginning and the end." He didn't say he was or he will be. He said, "I am the beginning and the end." Jesus is everywhere through time. He doesn't change. And God is there to take care of us and teach us that he can do anything. We have to pray. Maybe we won't get it right away. But the first thing I would say is to pray if you need healing, if you need a deliverance. Pray in Mark 9:23, Jesus said unto them, "If thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believeth." And there was a man who had a child that was sick. In Mark 9:24, it says, "And straightway the father of the child cried out and said with tears, 'Lord, I believe. Help thou mine unbelief.' And when Jesus saw the people coming together, he rebuked the foul spirit, saying unto him, 'Thou dumb and deaf spirit, I charge thee, come out of him and enter no more into him.'" Mark 9:26 says, "And the spirit cried and rent him sore and came out of him, and he was as one dead, insomuch that many said he is dead. But Jesus took him by the hand and lifted him up, and he arose. And when he was come into the house, the disciples asked him privately, 'Why could we not cast him out?'" In Mark 9:29, Jesus says, "This kind can come forth by nothing but prayer and fasting." And I'm convinced that's still true today, even with people who are like diabetes and stuff like that. It's not necessary to continuous fasting, but you have to give some things up. You can't keep eating the sugars and the cakes like you used to. And yet you're lucky that God gives you a few extra years. Years ago, when people had diabetes and stuff like that, they would just die. But now we have a lot of things that can help us. But we also have to be willing to do the things that God wants us to do. There's a couple of things that God wants us to do that are important. In Mark 11:23, it says, "Verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, 'Be thou removed, be thou cast into the sea,' and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. Therefore I say unto you, what things soever you desire, when ye pray, believe that ye receive them, and ye shall have them. And when ye stand praying, forgive, if ye have aught against any, that your Father also, which is in heaven, may forgive you your trespasses." Jesus is still capable of forgiving us. Don't think that you're too far out to be forgiven, whether it's healing or something else. In Luke 7:22, Jesus answered and said unto them, "Go your way and tell John what things ye have seen and heard, how that the blind see, the lame walk, the lepers are cleansed, and the deaf hear, and the dead are raised. To the poor the gospel is preached." Today, it's up to us to bear fruit. One of the main verses in the Bible, in several verses in the Bible, say Jesus expects us to bear fruit. It says that if you don't bear fruit, then he'll purge that branch. And if you still don't bear fruit, those branches may be burned. It's very important that we bear fruit in the name of Jesus and do the things that he wants us to do. And that means to go out and we bear fruit and help other people to become Christian. Give them Bibles, give them tracts. And I read before, Mark 9:23, Jesus said unto him, "If thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believeth." And it also says in one place, all we have to have is faith as grain of mustard. I think one of the most important things I ever heard was by Oral Roberts, a minister that used to be on TV and radio for years. He said that we have to expect a miracle. That was one of the things he said, expect a miracle. And it's very important that we do that too, that we expect a miracle. And Jesus is here to take care of us, and he can do anything. He even has power over demons. In Capernaum, there was a centurion saying, "Lord, my servant lieth at home, sick of palsy, grievous tormented." And Jesus said unto him, "I will come and heal him." And the centurion answered and said, "Lord, I am not worthy that thou shouldest come under my roof, but speak the word only, and my servant shall be healed. For I am a man under authority, having soldiers under me. And I say to this man, go, and he goeth, and to another, come, and he cometh. Do this, and he doeth." And when Jesus heard it, he marveled, said unto him, "Verily I say unto you, I have not found so great faith, not in Israel. And I say unto you, that many may shall come from the east and west, and shall sit down with Abraham and Isaac and Jacob in the kingdom of heaven. But the children of the kingdom shall be cast out into the children of the kingdom shall be cast into outer darkness, where there's weeping and gnashing of teeth." And that means if they're not saved. That's what that verse meant. And Jesus said unto the centurion, "Go thy way, as thou hast believed, so it be done unto thee." And the servant was healed in the same hour. In the same hour, Jesus wasn't even there. He remotely healed that servant. And there's the kingdom of heaven, and there's a kingdom of earth. And the children of this kingdom down here, if they don't get to be children of the kingdom of heaven, they're going to be cast out. And Jesus said again in Mark 29:23, I want to read this, "If thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believeth." God can do anything through the name of Jesus. Jesus has healed and performed miracles repeatedly in the Old Testament, and he can cleanse our hearts and help us. Jesus met a leopard, and behold, there came a leopard and worshiping him in Mark 8:2. And he said, "Lord, if thou wilt, thou mayst be clean." And Jesus put forth his hand and touched him, saying, "I will, be thou clean." And immediately his leprosy was clean. Jesus did these things in the past, and he can do it nowadays too. There was a time when the disciples were out in a boat, and Jesus came walking to them. This was another miracle, not of healing, but just a miracle. And when Jesus spoke unto them, he said, "Be of good cheer, it's I, don't be afraid." They thought he was a ghost walking on the water. And then Peter wasn't sure what was going on, and Peter said, "Let me come down out of the ship and walk to you." And Jesus let him walk towards him until he started to sink. And then he said, "O thou of little faith, wherefore did thou doubt?" But Peter did walk on the water a little bit. So I know God can still do this, just like feeding the 5,000 people and then taking up 12 baskets of food after that, when they started with just a very small amount. And Jesus said, "Gather up the fragments that remained," and there were 12 baskets full. Jesus did this again. He fed 4,000. But God can do anything. That's the thought of this whole Bible study today. Jesus heals many people. He's healed people from a long distance in the Old Testament. He can heal us from heaven. He's not that far away from us. He can still heal us. We just need to ask him. We need to ask him to heal us. We need to ask people to pray for us. And sometimes these things won't happen any time soon. In fact, there was one time in the Bible when Abraham was praying for something, and he didn't get to see the new city. He wanted a new city built that God built. He didn't get to see it, and God said he will get to see it even though he died. So there may be a few prayers that you won't get to see until after you're gone, but most of the time you're going to get your prayers answered if you just keep asking God to help you. Remember, in 1 John 1:9, if we confess our sins, he's faithful and just to forgive us our sins. Just remember, ask Jesus into your heart today. Tell him you know that you were a sinner, and ask him. And come again and visit us next week at the same time on the same place. Have a good day.